On Monday, state lawmakers will determine the fate of Governor Kristi Noem's style and form veto of the legislation. Noem removed a portion of the bill that requires schools collect a written waiver from student athletes verifying their sex. She removed the ban on college athletes and another section that would create, in her words, a trial lawyer's dream. Republican State Senator Lee Schoenbeck says her partial veto takes out the worst parts of the bill that are bad for South Dakota, but
I still believe the bill should die because it's not needed. Our South Dakota High School Activities Association, which is our local school district, dealt with this at the local level 9 years ago. The governor had to deal with what was put on her desk, but the fact is that the train left the station 9 years ago, and for political reasons, they're making noise chasing it now.
In that nine-year span, one transgender girl has played on a girls' sports team. The policy recently rejected a transgender girl athlete because the South Dakota High School Activities Association determined the applicant would have a competitive advantage. Dan Suardos is the executive director of the association. He outlines how the current policy works. It starts with schools gathering documentation from the student who wants to play.
It's not a spur-of-the-moment type decision that they're making, that the school's made accommodations, that they've seen a doctor, that they've seen a psychiatrist. And essentially, that's legitimate. So they submit that to us, and then that goes off to an independent hearing officer, which is an attorney in Sioux Falls, who looks through it and weighs that against our policy and determines if they meet the standard or not.
If lawmakers reject Governor Noem's changes, they must approve the bill again with a two-thirds majority vote. If they fail to do that, the bill dies. Noem has said she might call a special session to take up the issue if lawmakers don't go along. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.